bastard star. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Finding God in Prison. My name is Joe Montone, your host, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. This week, my friends, we celebrated Teacher Appreciation Day, also known as National Teachers Day, on May 3rd. And if we go back in our minds to the days when we were in elementary school, high school, college, I want you to think about the teachers that you had. Reflect on them for a moment. What kind of effort did they make to help you to become educated, to help you to find a career, to help you to get good grades, pass tests, write papers, graduate? How much work did they do to help you to succeed in your education? I want you to think about that, my friends. And we know that there are good teachers, there are great teachers, there are poor teachers, but by far, anyone who goes to school to become a teacher has to put in a great effort to become educated themselves and to go through the system and to get certified. So today we acknowledge the efforts put forth by teachers throughout America. National Teachers Day, Teacher Appreciation Day. How much appreciation do you show the teachers who are teaching your children? Or do we take them for granted? Now, sometimes teachers make mistakes. Certainly, they can make mistakes. They're only human, and there may be conversations. But by far, many teachers are doing a pretty good job. And today it's a hard job because we see a society today with a lack of morals and family values and biblical principles within our schools. We see kids doing what they want to do, mouthing off to our teachers, disrespecting our teachers. So I want to take a moment to talk about this because we want to show more appreciation, my friends, to the teachers who are taking care of us or our children or grandchildren. I want to encourage you to look in and see how they're doing as teachers. And if they're doing well for your kids and grandkids, acknowledge them with a kind word, a handshake, a telephone call, an email, with a great expression. You know, thank you for teaching my grandchildren. Thank you for going the extra mile for my kids or grandkids or helping them with exams or SATs, PSATs, or whatever they're doing with them, teaching them life skills. Can we show a little bit more appreciation to our teachers today at a time when many of them feel unappreciated and actually are leaving the schools and the field of teaching to do other things because of undisciplined children? And there are school districts out there that really need reform. They need to be reformed and new standards to be set and reinforced, because there are parents out there who are really against high standards. And this is important if we expect society to be filled with people. people who have morals and values and ethics in business and family life, then we have to encourage it by the people who are out there who are in our schools today. And this is important, my friends. So if we go back to my college days, I remember when we had some great teachers who did a phenomenal job in college and high school and even elementary school. I can tell you that, going to Catholic elementary school was a real blessing. And I remember Sister Therese in first grade and Miss Angel in second grade and Sister Anna in third grade and Miss Van Cook in fourth grade and Sister Rosario in fifth grade. And each of these teachers had a different way of doing things. And nothing's perfect, my friends, but we have to look back and appreciate the time that it took them to help the students to learn the proper way of doing things in each and every subject. And it's important. I remember in college having a physics professor who on the first test, most people failed the test because he was testing on things that he wasn't teaching. And it opened my eyes to the fact that there are some teachers out there who are doing things differently. And so by far, most of my teachers that I had through elementary school, high school, college were really good teachers, really cared about their students, tried to help their students. And I know when I was a adjunct professor for Reading Area Community College myself, teaching five aviation courses, you know, including aerodynamics and meteorology and airframe and engines and aviation physiology and psychology. These were challenging courses as students. And, but we tried to bring people up versus bring them down, to give them every advantage we could and to be fair and just in the classroom and in the grading system, but not take advantage of our students or put our students down, but to give them every opportunity to succeed in a fair and honest way. This is important. Now, our show is titled Finding God in Prison. And I just tell you that there have been many, many people who are teachers in the prison system. We have people teaching a WINGS program, Bill Monick and myself. We've had people teaching the GED program to inmates throughout the country because many of them don't have a high school diploma. And, we have people teaching the trades, plumbing, electrical, HVAC, carpentry, barber, So we want to acknowledge the good work that our teachers are doing around the country. And not only that, but the teachers' aides who don't get a lot of credit, the aides who stand by those teachers, who do specialty work one-on-one, one-on-two, and help individual students to study and succeed in their courses. The teacher's aide, the paraprofessionals out there who are doing phenomenal work as well in support of the educational system. We take our hats off to you as well for the great job that you have been doing in education. And I just tell you, my friends, as we look at this as being a National Teachers Day, we really have to wake up and look at our educational system and remember, the public schools have no spirituality today, and I know in one school system, there was a new principal brought in, and within a day or two, he was making announcements, over the PA to the whole school, and he would always start by saying, "Good morning and God bless you." And do you know, within a couple of days, he was reprimanded for saying, "God bless you," and had to stop saying that? And today, 8 months later, his job is on the line. And they're trying to replace him for the good things that he's trying to do in that school that have a spiritual link to him, those morals, values, and biblical principles. So he, at 42 or 43 years old, is now challenged because of his faith. And we see that happening in many venues. I want to switch gears, my friends, right now for a second and remind everybody that, this is Mother's Day weekend. It's a special day. And we have a lot of inmates who have children at home, and they are mothers inside, incarcerated for various crimes. And they have to change their ways to get home to their kids. But if you're home, my friends, and you have a mom in your life, this is the weekend to make sure that you treat her special in word and action. And make sure that you do it so that she can feel appreciated herself, because, you know, a woman's work, you know, is extensive. A mother's work goes beyond, because she's taking care of her children. It's a very selfless situation. It's a sacrifice where we're putting children first all the time to make sure we bathe them and clothe them and educate them and feed them and give them whatever they need to live a good life. So motherhood is a great gift, and it's something that we've talked about from time to time. It's a gift that only women have that should be put up on a pedestal. It's a gift that, you know, truly is so precious that if the gift of motherhood went away, within 100 years, all life would end, because we wouldn't be able to produce life. So life itself is so important, but the producer of life, the great gift of motherhood, given only to women, we honor that today on Mother's Day weekend, my friends, because we want you to be reminded of the fact that, you know, God's calling is to be fruitful and multiply. Now, if that gift is taken away, it would be impossible to be fruitful and multiply in the context of a marriage. So we honor that gift of mother, and we acknowledge those moms out there who are doing a great job of raising their kids day in and day out. We acknowledge them for the times when it's not so easy to be a parent. Okay, now, Mother Teresa said that the greatest gift, greatest disease in the world is a lack of love. So above everything, we've got to love our children. Not neglect our children or abuse our children. And they can be neglected or abused just by not loving them. It doesn't mean you have to hit them time and time again. A lack of love can do it. That can work to the heart of a person growing up with less than the necessary amount of love. Now, the second greatest commandment is to love one another. So if you're a mom out there who is unloving towards your children, maybe it's time to change. Now, there are times when we have to discipline our kids, but it's also, you know, important to point out that there are times when we have to reinforce our love to our children as well. You know, in the Word of God, it says that a father has the right to discipline his son. But it also says that divine anger lasts only a moment. So even God gets mad. Even God will discipline his children. It says, do not reject the punishment of the Almighty, because he binds, you know, it will be healed. He will heal us. And this is important. But there are people out there who are loving and people who are unloving. Which one are you, my friends, when it comes to your children? Now, we had a woman in the Wings program down at Drexel University years ago who was a counselor, prison counselor, who shared with me that she had a child. She was divorced. And I said, how is your relationship with your little girl? She said, oh, it's pretty good, pretty good. I said, do you ever tell your little girl that you love her? I said, oh, we don't have that kind of relationship, she said. I said, really? I said, well, why is that? So, well, my parents never told me that they loved me very often at all. So I said, how sad. I said, because you're missing many opportunities to nourish the heart of your little girl, who was only 9 years old at the time, I believe. And so day in and day out, we have opportunities to express to someone that I love you, thank you, I forgive you, please. How much love are you bringing to your little girl, little boy? Or are you neglecting them? There are times when we need to discipline our children, but by far we need to love our kids. And sometimes more love will be the catalyst by which people are changed. Again, Mother Teresa said the greatest disease in the world was a lack of love. We need to bring more love into the hearts of other people. And it starts with ourselves. We've got to love ourselves. But we also then have to move into those relationships with our spouses, with our children, with our parents, because it's a two-way street, and love can be destroyed very simply by bad words or bad actions by other people. Saying I love you doesn't mean truly that you love someone unless you show it in the action that follows. A lot of people can write a check once a month, once a year, but it doesn't mean that you love that person who's on the other side, the recipient of that check. And this is important because very often people go without love because parents are resentful, jealous, envious, prideful, sinful. God calls us to unite with our children, with our families, to be one in Christ, you know. And if this is the time for you to change, then make that change this weekend, Mother's Day weekend, to become a better mother, a better parent, okay, a better father. This is the time, Mother's Day weekend, to acknowledge the great gift of motherhood and say thank you to the mothers out there that are in your life, the grandmothers out there who are doing the job because the mother isn't there, because she's working too much, because she has addiction, she has incarceration, she has too many hobbies or sports, and is neglecting her kids. This is a weekend when we acknowledge mothers out there who are doing a job and a half. And a mother's work is never done. I know a woman with 8 kids, you know, who was divorced after many years because of the challenge of raising 8 kids with her husband. And one of the kids just wouldn't cooperate. And it drove the husband and wife apart because of a difference of opinion on how to discipline this young man. And I just tell you that life is difficult, and there will be situations in a family where people disagree. But can we love the people or the children more? Can we find a better way to discipline people? And at the end of the lesson, can we love them again? Or do we just give up on loving after we tell them we're going to punish them? I want you to think about that. What is your philosophy on raising children, disciplining children, loving children? How often do you tell your kids that you love them? Or is it something that's not said in your home? I knew a woman once who was 55 years old before her father told her that he loved her. And he told her he loved her in the hospital before he died. 55 years old he was before she heard those words, "I love you, Eleanor." Think about it. Are you one of those people, my friends, who are holding back on bringing more love, God's love, to other people? Are you reluctant to do it? What is your reasoning, your logic for holding back loving other people? I want you to give it some thought. Many years ago, I met a man in prison who had 27 children. Many of those kids had different moms. And so I want you to think of the challenge moms have who are raising kids in a single parent situation with no help from the fathers. Fathers who decide that I'm not going to go to work on the books because I don't want to pay you child support. Fathers who will hide their income and not support the child and then make up excuses on why they can't find work because they don't want to pay child support. So this weekend, Mother's Day, we acknowledge the great moms out there raising one child, two children, three children, seven children, whatever the number is, we acknowledge the moms out there who have been doing it for years and years and years. And like my mother-in-law who raised nine children, there are women out there who are, you know, special people who are blessed because God won't give you more than you can handle. I remember a good friend of mine who had a child with his wife, and after about a year, they realized it changed their life. His comment was this, you know, we'll probably never have another child because it requires sacrifice. It requires time, quality time away from your hobbies, your sports, your personal time to care for another human being. Someone who's helpless, who's 1 year old, 6 months old, and who is not going to grow but one day at a time, and who is in diapers for several years. And then there are those special people who are raising autistic kids who are going above and beyond the call for years and years because of autism and other illnesses like cerebral palsy, multiple sclerosis, cancer. Many of the children that I've come across who have had these diseases have special families who go above and beyond the call out of love for the child. It's so important that they do what they have to do for their children versus their hobbies or sports, and that they have balance. They have faith, and they have a love to do the right thing for this individual. Are you one of those people out there today? Do you know people out there who are raising children who have today who are battling cancer or who are autistic and have been autistic for many years, 20 years? Moms who are doing phenomenal jobs out of love for their kids. And you know, a mother has a tremendous love for a child. And in the Word of God, it says, anybody who has a child in my name receives the love of the Father and the Son through the Holy Spirit. So if you have a child in the name of Jesus, you will be blessed with love from the Lord Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven through the Holy Spirit. And that is why the bond between the mother and a child is a lifetime. It's just powerful because that love from the Father and the Son through the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity, is coming through. The connection is unbreakable. It's a bond which is so powerful, and it's there for the taking if you have a child in the name of Jesus Christ. And God calls us to this. He tells us this in the Word of God himself. And so I share these things with you, my friends, because it is Mother's Day weekend. And although this program is called Finding God in Prison, there are many men and many women who have children who are still incarcerated, on probation, on parole, out on bail, and their kids are growing up either without them or visiting them in prison, embarrassed by those situations, and they have a choice to follow suit and do what their parents did or to learn from what they did and go the opposite way and gain wisdom. And that's the message of the Wings program, my friends. Very often, we use, you know, these examples to help people to go the right way. Now, we had a woman who was a mom who was in a program, in the ISP program in Trenton, New Jersey, years ago. We had 15 women, and one of the women said to me, she said, you know, I'm an accountant. I have a degree in accounting. I said, really? That's fantastic. I said, let me ask you a question. How did you get here to be incarcerated and in this ISP pre-release program for nonviolent offenders? She said, well, I was an accountant for a company in New Jersey, and I embezzled $70,000. And when it was found out, I got caught and I got arrested, and I served 4 years. And I can no longer be an accountant in the state of New Jersey. She's a mom, but a negative example for her kids and other people's kids, because she got educated, got a degree in accounting, but greed sucked her in. She was vulnerable, and we have to be careful with that. Because she served 4 years for doing the wrong thing to get money. She embezzled $70,000. And those opportunities, my friends, are all over the world, all kinds of ways. It's up to you and I to say no to those kinds of invitations. And my friends, as we come up on the end of the show, I want to say once again that this is Mother's Day weekend. Treat your mother special, your grandmother special, and any mothers who are in your life who are going above and beyond the call of duty to help their children and grandchildren and other people's children. That's our show for today, my friends. This is Joe Montone, your host. Thank you for joining us here at Finding God in Prison and Holy Spirit Radio. Have a great day, and God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.